Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina, and it is such a privilege to be with you today. We're going to talk about the goodness of the Lord this week. We're going to talk about how good has He been to us. You know, how many of you know that you're a child of the Most High God? Now, think about that just a minute, because you know something? We've got to learn to be happy with who God made you to be. And that's the most important thing that I think we have to come into contact with and come to grips with in our own personal life. In Philippians 1 and 6 in the Amplified, it says, I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that He who began a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of His return, developing that good work and perfecting and bringing it to completion in you. So we know that the thing that God started in us, He's going to bring it to completion. You say, well, Pastor, I'm always trying to be better. I think sometimes we misconstrue that, because I think the bottom line of what He's trying to say is that He wants you to be the best you can be. God made you specifically the way you are for a reason. Now, I'm not talking about going out and sinning and doing all these wild things. I'm talking about the person that you were designed to be. Everybody has a little different attitude, a little different twist, a little different boldness, a little different personality. And we all have these things because I think God brought these things and perfected us with them. But in 2 Corinthians 3 and 18 in the King James, it says, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So we're being changed day after day after day. But an important factor in seeing yourself God's way is to understand your sense of value. Because if you understand the value of what you're about, if you understand the person that you are, your sense of value cannot be based on your successes or your failures, how somebody else treats you or how popular you are. So you got to get away from those things. You know, so many times we look at success totally in the wrong way. You know, the Bible says in Joshua 1 and 8, He said, if you'll meditate on my word day and night and do not let it depart from your heart, then you will make your way successful and you will be prosperous. So if you want to be prosperous and you want to be successful, then you've got to get this word inside of you to a point that no matter what comes, it's just not based on what you're maturely able to handle. It's not based on what you've successfully accomplished in your own life. Listen to me very carefully. It is not something we earn. Indeed, we cannot earn it, guys. God built value into us when He created us. So we've got to find that us that we're content with and that we can live with, because as His unique creation, you have something to offer this world that nobody else has, that nobody else can be. Your sense of value should be based solely on the fact that you are a child of the Most High God. Now that's where we need to get our value. That's where we need to get our successes. That's where we need to put the value of depending on the God in us to live His life through us, that we can be the best person that we can possibly be based on our identity, not what we've accomplished. Your identity is not your job. Your identity is not how much money you got. Your identity is not what you own. Your identity is in Christ. So we see the scripture says we are God's workmanship in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. So if I'm God's workmanship, then you got to understand the word workmanship implies that you are a work in progress. And that's the thing we got to realize. Everybody, listen to me. It didn't take you 2 days to get bad. It took you 25 or 30 years to get to the point that you are now. And now once Jesus has recreated us and we become a new creature, old things have passed away, we got to understand that we got to think like who we are and not what we do. If you can learn to think like who you are and not what you do, then the transgression is about to take place and the transformation is about to take place. Throughout our lives, God is continually shaping us into the people that He wants us to be. See, He don't want everybody to be the same. The key to future success is not be discouraged about your past or your present while you're in the process of being completed. See, that's very important, that you can't look back and base your life on your pasts or your failures or your successes or even your prosperity moments. Because here's the thing, God knows your value and loves you unconditionally. He sees your potential. And that's what you got to learn to see, is see your identity and your potential in Christ Jesus, not in your own ability. reality. You may not understand everything you're going through right now, but hold your head high, knowing that God is in control and He has a great plan and a purpose for your life. So you got to understand that. Your dreams may not have turned out exactly as you hoped, but the Bible says that God's ways are better and higher than your ways. So that's a wonderful thing. Even if somebody else rejects you, remember, God stands before you with His open arms wide. So learn to be happy, guys, with who God made you to be. That's the beauty of grace.